Just a moment. You have, if you're interested, you have one in your community by the name of Hayes that would be able to help anybody interested in what we call dream work. It is like a motion picture. Your mind conjures the dream. You are the player, the actor. You wrote the script. Only you know what that means. And you can learn to play a very valid, very simple game where you can play all parts of that dream and you will get what.
Thank you very much for your call. And we go next to Luann. Luann, you're on K-Talk with Commander Hatton.
Thank you, Commander Hatton, for being with us today.
Thank you for being respectful.
I have so many questions, I don't know where to start. How about Reincarnation was the first tape that I started listening to. And in Ecclesiastes 1-9, I thought that was like confirmation of reincarnation. And then in Ecclesiastes 9, let's see, it's 4, it says, indeed, for any among the living there is hope. A live dog is better than a dead lion. For the living know that they are to die, but the dead no longer know anything. There is no further recompense for them, because all memory of them is lost. For them, love and hatred and rivalry have long since perished. They will never again have part in anything that is done under the sun. So that seemed to go against the first Ecclesiastics that I read that said nothing is new under the sun, and talked about generations passing and the sun rises and the sun goes down, and that nothing is new under the sun. And then I read this one, and it seems to not go together.
Well, you have to remember something, and that is that everything has been translated. And if you have something like reincarnation, and you know, and the soul already knows it, that it goes on. The religious groups give themselves away. They tell you exactly what happened in the books by what they tell you now. You can go to a funeral and everybody will say, oh, but he is with God. He is with his family. He is with his loved ones. He is in a better place. Well, how can you have that and rule out reincarnation? Because that is simply incarnation in somewhere, sometime, and in some space. And if your training grounds, your lower level grades, if you will, of soul growth have to take place in a third dimensional environment, then you're going to have reincarnation until you understand your lessons. Now that takes away the power that the churches can hold over you.
For the first time, everything seemed to start making sense after I listened to the meeting on the reincarnation tape. So, I do have another question about my sister brought up to me when I called to talk to them about you, about speaking in tongues in Hebrews. Is that like something that you should do, or is that just like you tell us about fasting, like if it makes us stronger, then do it, and if, you know, it doesn't enhance us in that way toward God, then it doesn't matter if we do it, or?
Well, you will have each person that speaks in tongues, in quotes, you understand, in tongues, tell you, well, I don't know what I was saying, but I was saying something.
Right.
The reason that you're saying something is because an energy form is pressing you. All I can tell you is do exactly what Sam suggested. Right off the bat, you ask that energy form, are you of holy God? And if you are, identify yourself. And then you probably will not speak in tongues. You might very well speak in whatever your native language is. Or you may not speak at all, because the important thing is the hearing in your mind. And it's like playing with a Ouija board. You are calling in energies, You are not clearing that space, and the first ones to respond will always be the dark energies. Always.
Okay.
Because this is their playground.
I understand that. Okay.
So always just clear your space, and you can either hear evil or you can hear God, depending on what you do.
We have to let you go. We've just got to move along. We have a full board of calls, and I really appreciate your question. And we do have to pause here for a commercial message, and we will be right back with Commander Hatton. Online, Commander Hatton, and we have a full board of calls. Let us go next to Mike. Mike, you're on K-Talk with Commander Hatton.
Yeah, I have three questions I'd like to ask the Commander.
All right.
Please.
Okay, first question. Do you see a nuclear war in the Middle East where, say, Russia and all the Muslim countries will attack Israel and it will escalate into a nuclear war, ending with Russia firing her ICBMs at the United States of America?
Yes.
You see it happening soon?
Well, I see that you're just about there, yes. Depending on how much you capitulate.
And again, of course, this is really dependent on free will and politics.
Yes. But I do see it, and I see it basically. It's not quite like you outline it, but yes, I see eventually, quote, the bear from the north moving down, and I see basically the Israelis moved all the way back into Turkey. And somewhere along about then will enter the Mongolians or the Chinese.
Okay.
And you have one very good sign, and that is that the Euphrates River can be dried up right now, and troops could pass through.
Okay. My second question is, I heard you say you're going to take people away from the earth. Have you ever heard of the rapture?
Yes.
Is this what you're talking about?
No. The rapture is something that is presented by many of your Protestant or Pentecostal religious groups. They project it as being the same thing. That is not true. The inference is that if you believe on a man or his spilled blood as being your savior and taking all of your burden and responsibility upon himself, and all you have to do is believe on that one, then you will be eligible for rapture. That is not true. That keeps it locked into the physical plane where you are dumping your responsibility on someone you murdered. Now, I don't want to get into that because I don't have time here. If ask me back, and I'll spend the entire 3 hours on it. But the rapture is something presented that God will take you up into the clouds with himself. And after that, it falls into disarray. The question always to be asked of the minister telling you that is, what happens then?
They go to heaven with Jesus.
Where is that?
I don't know, but it's north, is all I heard.
Well, and all right, let me...
They supposedly stay there for 7 years, and then Jesus comes back to rule the earth. Oh, that brings me to my third question. Who do you believe Jesus Christ is?
Jesus Christ is the energy that will now come as Sananda. Sananda being a term just as is Christ, a level or graduation designation such as a PhD or a master in something. This is the energy form that represented as Christ energy of perfection with God now becomes God as such, is God. But we're talking inseparable designations. They can be a little better defined in my mind. You don't have exactly the word for even the Christ. But the Sananda is an Egyptian word, as a matter of fact, from the time of Akhenaten. That was a very acceptable term for God. And this master or this Christ energy has become the perfected God that, quote, will rule or create or be responsible for this particular planet as manifest.
Okay, thank you very much. Let us move on, and we we'll go to the Utah County line next. And here's Joyce. You're on K-Talk with Commander Hatton.
Yes, I honor you, Commander, and thank you for coming and giving us the information.
Thank you for being open-minded enough to accept us.
You started to talk about the agreement between the light and dark forces, and I don't think you ever got a chance to finish that. So I will ask, have you talk a little bit more about that. And I want to ask, too, is it possible for us as humans to become a pure vessel of light on the physical plane level as well as all other levels?
Well, I think I didn't hear all of it. To serve as what?
Is it possible for us as humans to become a pure vessel of light physically on the physical level?
No. I have to answer no. But I would need to qualify it. And
I know we have a lot of misconceptions, so how can
intent can be that pure? Physical expression by its mere density is not pure. It is tainted by its density, because in the total purity of light, it is invisible, it is all, it is encompassing. And as long as you are in a manifested human format, you know you are a fragment. And therefore, the total purity can only be in the form of the light source. And yet, the source within self can be that pure as a projection.
Is there any advantage of being in a physical body then?
Absolutely every advantage. It is the schoolroom. It is the classroom. This is your school. This is where soul has the ability to express in choices, in sensing, and in experiencing. It is manifested for that very purpose.
All right, I'm going to move right along. Joyce, thank you very much for your call. And here is Ivan. You're on K-Talk, Ivan, with Commander Hatton.
Hello, Sam. Hello, Commander.
Hello.
I get a question for the Commander. My question is, who is financing her operation? In that case, a Lord Rothschild from London and Baron Rothschild from the United States, or who else is behind that?
Behind who?
Who is financing the? I got the feeling that, and that spaceship she mentioned, Lord Rothschild has a lot of investment.
Oh, I want to tell you that Mr. Rothschild doesn't care for me. Not any of the Rothschilds.
Well, that's my point, because listening to what you say before, that a danger coming from the Russians, I think you already are playing a role from a distorter.
No, as a matter of fact, Mr. Rothschild has...
The Russian was very good Christian nation, and they never wanted to attack America. Keep in mind that the Russian Revolution was brought by the Khazarian Jews.
Thank you. You're giving confirmation. I hope the listeners are listening. Go ahead. You're absolutely right. The Russian Revolution was financed by Rothschild.
Absolutely.
I can only ask you to read the journals and the Liberator, and brother, I want to tell you, you will understand right on.
Well, I'm glad you brought it to the light there, because the people seem to be, and all around the world, they don't understand where the real danger is coming from, and they're just turning away from the real cultural disorder, and they allow them to be manipulated in any way you like it. You see, by creating these riots, when the black man is used to take the pressure of the real life away, when they're making a hero from William Andrews, when they crucify a perfect man of Jesus Christ, that counts to say a lot about what's going on today.
Yes. No, you, please, I invite you. I would like you to read the journals.
Okay, I'll get you a number and I'll read it.
I hear what you're saying, sir, and I've said it.
All right, thank you very much, Ivan. And I should mention that number one more time. That number is 1-800-800-5565. One more time, that's 1-800-800-5565 for information on the Liberator newspaper as well as the journals that that are available. And they are extraordinary, I can assure you.
Now, Ivan, for him, for his, if I hope that he's still listening, because there is something very, very important that you ones need to know. And I get accused of being a communist. I get accused of being everything anyway. So we don't bother with that. But I have stated, and I will restate, that you don't know who your enemies are, because you take yourself as a nation and you say, well, those ones are against me. No, they are not necessarily against you. They are against your ruling government that has become representative of your nation. So when I say, be very careful, do you know who your enemy really is and who is your friend? Because you're going to find that, and once again, I'm going to use terms that mean something different now, but meant something much, much more basic at the time created. And when he talked of the Christian Russians, he was absolutely on track. You had the what they called the Black Russians and the White Russians. Now, this was a state of being. This was a thought process. This is not color coordination. And you're going to find that the only reason that you're going to survive at all, in any form whatsoever, as a human being, is going to be thanks to those White Russians.
All right, so we would, for the full story, we would want to get into the journals then and really understand what has taken place and what is likely to come.
Yes.
And there are so many of them. It is a daunting task to launch into those journals, but they are extraordinary and worth every bit of effort that you put toward that. Let us move along to Carol. You're on Cape Talk with Commander Hatton.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I wonder, Commander, if you're aware of a being by the name of Seth.
Seth?
Channel through.
Yes.
A woman who is now dead.
Yes.
Him a Jane Roberts.
Yes.
You know how we can, who's channeling for Seth now?
Well, you see, as Earthman has begun to be awakened, various and sundry teachers come. You've heard, when the student's ready, the teacher is there. And don't concern yourself with going and looking for a specific Seth or a specific any speaker, because when you do that, it's too easy to give you false speakings and false teachings. And
can you tell me what the mission of China Lake Weapons Center is? You said that the spacecraft is over China Lake.
And you want to know what the...
What is their purpose?
The purpose is because one of the biggest receiving systems, China Lake, is a naval base. And it has underground facilities of some 80 stories down, 80 levels. And some of those levels, if you will, are the equivalent of, an 8 to 10 story high building. Very, very deep into the earth. It is probably the largest, at least the largest, underground facility in the United States. Well, their mission, they have everything from spacecraft to launch. They are totally connected underground with tunnels, literal water tunnels that bring submarines in as far as San Bernardino from the western coast. They are connected by underground facility tunnels to Edwards Air Force Base underground facilities, Northrop, where everybody on Saturday night got a full display of launching of space-shaped discs. Real light shows going out here in this area. And I'm here because this is where these pulse beams are being received.
Okay, thank you very much. We do have to pause here. One more time, we have the Dow Jones report. And Martin Davis coming up right after this, and now we break for the Dow Jones. The line is Commander Hatton. And Commander, there's one point that I think really needs clarification, and this is one where I think some of those who derive some of the information are able to make points, because this is simply not known. And this has to do with the nature of the photon belt. In other words, a lot of people would say, well, photons are just light. What is there to be concerned about with light? Simply because photons are nothing but light. And what are these individuals missing in terms of their information and background?
Well, let's talk about religious projections, prophecies. What you are talking about, literally, is what is referred to as the great barrier or movement into a time of light or enlightenment. But it basically means a period of light where it will be light around your clock, so to speak. And that is a period of some 2,000 years. Now, keep in mind that they persecuted Copernicus for saying that the Earth was not the center of your solar system. And they persecuted the ones who said the world was not flat, it was round. So keep in mind that there are things that each segment of time progression of the species does not know. That does not mean that was not long ago passed in technology and understanding by some prior generation or prior civilization, but you don't remember these things, and the truth gets distorted. But through the oral traditions of your natives, the Aboriginal people, they remember. They hand it down from generation to generation. And let me give you a human physical expression of that. They're talking about literally introducing into the native tribes, into the oral traditions to be handed down, the location of these mountains and hazardous waste storage areas, because they know that no sign will last, no book will last, but the oral traditions of the being will come down through all time. This is one reason there has been a great effort to pull the Indians, and I speak of the Aborigines from Australia to the Lakota Sioux in North America, to try to break that oral tradition and pull the Indian away from his heritage, because this is the source of the history of civilizations as they were experienced on these various and sundry planets. What you're going to find before you're through, and this is where your scientists know now, and they are deliberately, whether they are ordered to or they just don't want to let you in on their ignorance because it's been projected incorrectly so long, is that you are a orbiting system around the Pleiades suns. There are seven of them, the central sun being Alcyone, in your language. So seventh solar system out from the central sun is the solar system that includes Earth. And you go through the cycle of this photon belt twice every 28,000 years. It is a period lasting some 2,000 years where you move into this belt, or it is a belt that completely surrounds or cuts through the entire diameter of the circulating system, orbiting system. So it is just as regular as clockwork. It is just not within your periods of counting or remembering. Too many changes take place on the planet. But all of this proof will be coming forth. It's already come forth in the Sumerian text. This is one reason they'd like to blast Iraq right off the map. That area of southern Iraq is old Mesopotamia. This is where old Sumer was. This is where the texts of your creation were buried and some 30 years ago unearthed.
And they are trying very hard for that to be destroyed so that we will not have those as records.
Yes. So that, I mean, and those were replaced, if you will, along about the same time you suddenly turn up some Dead Sea Scrolls.
Well, now, is not the book Genesis Revisited? Does that not reconstruct a lot of what's in those texts?
Yes. It's a very good book. I highly recommend it. I take exception to some of the conclusions toward the end of it. But yes, you're going to find the proper terms as translated from those texts. I honor Mr. Sitchin very, very much.
And this is a book that's available in most mainstream bookstores, I think, or metaphysical bookstores, Genesis Revisited by Zachariah Sitchin. Okay, let us take Val. Val, you're on K-Talk with Commander Hathon.
Yes, this is a fascinating time. I'm glad you stay a little longer. Now, you mentioned Walter Russell.
Yes.
I have that book, The Secret of Life. Does that sound familiar to you?
Yes.
Now, he said God sent messages to prepared messengers to further his comprehension of life.
Yes.
Was he supposed to be a messenger?
Was he? What was your question?
In the book, Walter Russell wrote, The Secret of Life,
yes.
God sent messages to prepared messengers. Do you consider yourself a prepared messenger?
Well, are you talking about my spokesperson or myself?
Okay.
Yes, I am a messenger.
Okay.
I am a messenger.
Okay.
She is a speaker.
All right. And it says that the cosmic message gradually exalts man into higher great beings.
Yes.
And thus each cycle is one more step for man towards full awareness of life.
Yes.
And of his awareness with God.
Yes.
With God. That's what Walter Russell says in his book.
Yes.
Now, this gentleman that came and talked to you earlier on the telephone said that he wanted to know where to get these books. I got this up in Idaho in a bookstore. He'll have to go to old bookstores and see if they can find a copy for him. You won't get it in a regular bookstore.
Well, you'll get the same information from the Pleiades Connections. Germaine gave it again because this university that it was the Walter Russell Foundation.
Yes.
They try to keep this information completely covered to themselves.
Now, have you heard of Glenn Clark? He Thou Made Whole?
I'm not familiar with it, no.
You haven't heard of Glenn Clark?
Well, you would have to give me more energy information.
I don't recognize that.
Yeah.
Okay, well, thank you very much. This is really interesting.
All right, thank you very much, Val. And we do have to make one more break, and we'll be right back with Commander Hathon. Commander, I'm afraid we have just about run out of time. We have just about a minute and three quarters left, and for those waiting on the lines, I wish we could have gotten to you, but that's the way it goes. Commander, do you have some closing comments for us at this time?
Only that I believe that I see awakening. I think that you're doing a tremendous service to your fellow citizen and your brothers. We understand that it's very difficult to come into any kind of full recognition of who we might be. We expect the testing. We expect the doubts. Go beyond that which seems to be obvious. Go within, because that's where the temple of God is. And ultimately, there is nothing else in your entire existence worthy of a second note. Know that you are victims in this sense. Everything in the physical plane is set up to keep you locked into the physicalness of it. You are only able to sense through those senses. And the testing, the lessons, are what you do with these choices as presented to you.
Thank you very much, Commander Hassan. We must end. Tapes are available of this program, 484-5927, if you're interested in that. Thank you very much, Commander Hassan. I appreciate it. Appreciate you, callers. This is TDKK Sandy Sully.
Good day.